Attorney Charles Moser said they should have taken the couple to Colorado for a visit to, quote, Yellowstone train station. The innuendo from the TV show Yellowstone referring to killing an enemy and dropping him off the side of the cliff. Later in the recording, the Sheriff Marshall Unruh and Undersheriff Lancey Finley also talked about putting a bag over Mindy Hellstrom's head. The investigation is ongoing now regarding the audio tape from higher law enforcement, and Showalter has recused himself from handling the couple's case after they discovered the audio recording and brought it to the court's attention. The Hellstroms were arrested in June of last year after finding marijuana and oxycodone in their home. Mid-America Network News.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. O en LoneStarTransfer.com.
Alce su voz y Salud y Bienestar presenta. Mejoremos la atención médica para los pacientes hispanohablantes. Se les invita a nuestra primera reunión comunitaria en Garden City, Kansas. Será una oportunidad para que los hispanohablantes y hablantes de lenguas indígenas compartan sus experiencias con el acceso a la atención médica, servicios de interpretación e información de salud. Este 23 de julio en la Iglesia del Nazareno, 2720 Campus Drive, Garden City, Kansas. De 1 a 3 de la tarde. Se servirá comida a la 1 de la tarde, ve a la página de La Raza 102.9 FM en Facebook y ahí encontrarás un código QR para poder registrarte. Recuerda, mejoramos la atención médica para los pacientes hispanohablantes. Alce su voz.
Last week wrapped up with conversation regarding House Bill 2478 that would focus on maternity centers and would include accredited maternity centers in the list of healthcare providers that would be eligible to obtain liability insurance through the state-run healthcare stabilization fund. KAK News reports that the bill was passed along with House Bill 2325, but did fail to gain any traction in the state Senate, as the bill would have banned abortion providers from buying liability insurance from a state fund, as Governor Kelly had vetoed the bill last year, and the state legislature failed to override that veto. According to State Representative Pat Proctor from the Leavenworth area, he said that he discussed the maternity center bill with the Senate counterparts and received confirmation that the Senate lawmakers were, quote, amendable to doing this without any additional legislation attached to the bill. According to Kendra Wyatt, the CEO of the New Birth Company in Overland Park, they say, quote, this bill is a critical technical fix without which we can't operate and we would be ineligible to accept CanCare.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Veterans Cemetery in Grand Island has been in construction phase for nearly 4 months, but the Hall County Commissioners have been discussing aspects in regards to pay. Don Shuda has been working on the project from the start, and here's what Commissioner Gary Quant had to say about his work.
Don Shuda's out here. He's working during his lunches and the evenings and on weekends. He's working with the contractors, the architects. He's working with all the other people that are going to make this cemetery happen. It's about a $15 million project with federal funds, the state funds, and the local matches.
In other news, the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled against 19-year-old Fabian Lara, who was sentenced to 30 to 50 years for conspiracy to commit a felony, as the court upheld his sentence. A judge also sentenced Lara to 15 to 30 years for two counts of attempted assault on a peace officer and two counts of attempted use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following discussion last week with Marshall County Commissioners, the county counselor will draft a letter to High Plains Resources advising the county will cooperate but are not supportive of seismic testing, which is planned in several area counties. A preliminary road use agreement will need to be agreed upon. They've inquired about permits. Nothing's been received at this point. Marshall County Partnership for Growth advised housing development in Blue Rapids that was previously discussed has been delayed due to weather. The partnership board will be working on a strategic plan which will include housing, child care, and business development. Annual meeting for the Partnership for Growth is planned March 21st at the Blue Rapids Community Building. The organization website is currently being updated. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to appoint Todd Roeke as a member of the Planning Commission, replacing Andy Grove, who has moved out of the district. A $23,000 contribution toward Nemahal County United for Youth was approved on a 2-to-1 motion, with the understanding the county funding would gradually be reduced in future years. Commissioner Cook voted no, noting that sufficient financial information was not included with the request. Funds will come from alcohol control and parks and recreation. Monday is the nomination deadline as Marysville Chamber and Main Street finalizes nominations for their annual meeting and banquet February 24th. They are accepting nominations with at least 100 words for business of the year with 25 or more employees, small business with less than 25 employees, volunteer of the year, business design and beautification, outstanding customer service. And these awards and criteria are available at the Chamber and Main Street office. You can drop off those nominations at 617 Broadway or email marysvillecms@gmail.com. People may make nominations in one or several categories. Again, they are due Monday. Kansas Department of Revenue has launched a new application that will allow access to statewide property appraisal data and provide improved analytical tools for county appraisers. In addition, the project will feature the Kansas Data Portal, an open data public-facing website with up-to-date and easily accessible property value information. The launch part of ongoing efforts to streamline the appraisal process and increase transparency and accountability. Sites available to the public free of charge at ksopendata.ksrevenue.gov.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice, pilaf, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some fog early Tuesday, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Breezy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain showers over Wednesday night. Cloudy and breezy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. South winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Sunny on Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And some rain possible Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February 39, record high on this date 71. The average low 19, the record low 21, below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening 5:18. Widespread across the region, about an inch of rain over the weekend.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
32 degrees in Marysville this morning with fog across the region. And the rural routes are a little floppy again with the rain over the weekend. 32 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. What's up with the Bucks? The recently scuffling Milwaukee Bucks took a 12-point lead into the fourth quarter against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, then collapsed. The Jazz outscoring the Bucks 40-13 in the quarter for a 123-108 win. New Bucks coach Doc Rivers post-game.
Give them credit defensively. I thought they did a good job. I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them.
For the first time since being traded, Bradley Beal returned in a big way to the nation's capital, the place he called home for 11 years. He scored 43 in the Suns' drubbing of the Wizards, 140-112. Beal on the performance.
I guess I know this gym a little bit, but I haven't shot it too well the last few games. And it was just good to be able to just get in a good flow and good rhythm. And, you know, it's a better place to do it in your old home.
The Clippers won for the 25th time in 30 games, downing the Heat 103-95. It was the 12th time this season Miami was held under 100 points. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra.
It felt like we could have, you know, held them to mid-90s, you know, way under their average. I think the game really turned in the fourth quarter when we started fouling.
The Celtics routed the Grizzlies 131-91. The T-Wolves drubbed the Rockets 111-90. The Thunder had to rally from a 23-point deficit to beat the Raptors 135-127 in double OT. The Sixers will be without Joel Embiid for the foreseeable future. Surgery to repair a left meniscus injury. Top 25 men's college action. Second-ranked Purdue beat number 6 Wisconsin 75-69. Number 11 Arizona over Stanford 82-69. NFL, the Commanders have hired Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator and Joe Witt Jr. as defensive coordinator. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn.
Couple of Monday night high school tip-offs, Marysville girls and boys at Centralia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Frankfort at Axtell. It's a big Monday tip for Kansas, Kansas State, 7:30 pregame, live on KDY FM 95.5. Tuesday night broadcast coverage, Marysville at Rock Creek. Hanover hosting Clifton Clyde. It's live on FM 95.5.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's Brad Rippey notes that states are reporting significant winter wheat crop condition improvements in the recent January State Stories report.
We saw an increase in Illinois from 55% good to excellent a month ago, now 75%. Kansas seeing another bump, really for the second month in a row. Another big jump in good to excellent ratings. 2 months ago, 32% good to excellent. Last month, 43%. Current number, 54%. With Kansas being the number one production state, that is a real key to the overall health of the crop. Typically, Kansas accounts for roughly a quarter of the U.S. winter wheat. Also seeing 10 percentage point or better improvements in Michigan from 42 to 52% good to excellent. And also Nebraska, another key Great Plains state, going from 48 to 69% good to excellent.
Again, that's USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey. Now, in other news, the Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar at the 2024 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show in Florida shared expert market and weather analytics. The smallest beef cow inventory of the last 50 years, coupled with historically strong demand, led to the highest average fed cattle and calf prices in 2023. As reduced cattle numbers and beef production continue over the next 3 years, leverage and profitability will continue to favor cattle producers. Despite record prices, an expansion will likely be delayed once again. Lingering drought, high input costs, limited labor availability, high interest rates, and market uncertainty all serve as headwinds against growing the cow herd. Cow and bull slaughter is forecast to be 6.5 million head in 2024, down around 800,000 head from last year. Kevin Good of Cattle Facts went on to comment and said, though cattle inventories may stay elevated for a few months, they are expected to decline significantly through the second half of 2024. With your latest agricultural news, I'm Sam Speck right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's
from Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Given recent below-freezing temperatures and large amounts of snowfall, cold stress became a big concern for Kansas ranchers and their cow herds. K-State Beef Extension Specialist Justin Wagner gives his insight into maintaining not only healthy cattle, but an on-track heifer development program as well.
One of the things that's become very common is low input heifer development programs. Obviously, we don't need a lot of performance or gain on these heifers to achieve those target breeding weights at breeding. And so oftentimes what happens is we've got heifers that are in a program where they're on target to gain maybe a pound, maybe a little more on an average daily gain basis per head. And so what happens is we get this implication of cold stress is that those heifers aren't able to gain as much. And so if we don't have an opportunity to get a check weight on those heifers, oftentimes what happens is as we get closer to the breeding season, we want to start our synchronization protocols and really prepping those heifers for the breeding program. And so they're coming in a little lighter than what we expect them to be. And so that's an area where I would really encourage producers to make sure they take that opportunity on their replacement heifer programs to do a check weight on the heifers, maybe 45 to 60 days before that expected breeding season.
He reviews the crucial steps to take in sustaining fertile, ready-to-serve herd bulls in cold winter conditions.
We talk about, you know, the importance of bull management, oftentimes providing bedding for those bulls. But the other piece of that is if, you know, we really certainly want to encourage producers to do a semen test prior to turnout. As we all know, it's pretty easy to put those bulls somewhere. You know, we tend to forget about them. We're more focused on the calves and the upcoming calving season. And so it's just really easy to overlook those bulls.
For those retaining calves after weaning, Wagner discusses how to maximize the value of feeder cattle during a backgrounding period when faced with less than ideal weather.
You know, in terms of a growing or backgrounding operation, I think where this starts to show up is you know, if we have a target marketing time for those calves, say, if, you know, we're in a system where, you know, we'd like to market a set of 8-weight calves in March. Well, if we're colder and wet, there's some likelihood that those calves are maybe going to be a little bit lighter. So potentially reevaluating the performance of those calves relative to that optimum marketing date, I think would, you know, certainly be beneficial to some producers, just to the fact that, you know, maybe we do need to change our nutrition program to get a little more performance out of those calves, or just reevaluate that time of marketing. Maybe we want to delay marketing those calves if that looks feasible, to put a few more pounds on them and look at that as well.
That was K-State Beef Extension Specialist Justin Wagner on managing different kinds of cattle to minimize the effects of cold stress during winter months. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, a little bit foggy, but hey, let's hope it clears off here today. Hey, we'll fire away at 10 o'clock today on a very, very good sale. A lot of hay, folks, so certainly come on board. And hay will start at 12 noon, but here in the markets last week, the Kansas-Nebraska trade was 176 to 179 on the carcass, on the case, 280 on the carcass. Well, at 12 o'clock noon, we're certainly going to get into the hay sales again. A lot of big rounds, folks, on the square list here this morning. There is 71 square bales of third cut alfalfa. In the prairie department, there's 32. In the brome, 48. And in the straw, very nice, 120, 100 of that coming up here this morning out of Summerfield. In the big round department, there is 22 alfalfa third cut, 1790, a 12 first seeding first cut of 1578, and very nice stuff, 23 and 23 second cut, 1675. Certainly sell that in smaller increments if you need to be. Also in the good stuff, 10 and 10 third cut, they weigh 1600. In the round prairie, really nice stuff, 12, 12, 11, 11. In the grass department, a group of 9, 10, 16, and 6. In the round brome prairie mix, there is 8. In the round corn stalks, 10, 8, and 8. In the big square department this week, we got some beautiful stuff, guys. It is prairie 3x4x8. There's 12, 12, and 12. They weigh 1430. In the square, CRPs 3x3x8. There's 24 and 24. That weighs 740. Well, on the inside, folks, after the 10 o'clock start, we'll certainly get into the feeder cattle. A nice group of cattle. They're all weaned. They're all vaccinated, guys. So here we go on today's listing. Liesl Meyer out of Nebraska City's got 8 black. Black Baldies are going to be 4 to 700. Odd Body's got 7 mixed steers, 700. Roger Keir out of Wymore, 8 red steer and heifers are going to be 5 to 600. Billy Harms out of Pickrell's got 12 red steer and heifers are going to be yearlings, folks. They're going to weigh 850. Raymond Swartz out of Pawnee City, 20 black steer and heifers, 4 to 600. Dwayne Cracky out of DeWitt's got 10 black baldy steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Felty out of Herkimer, 11 black steer and heifers, 6.5 to 7.5. Josh Sapman out of Ohio, 51 big good black steer and heifers, guys, 6.5, 750. Jim Biaggi out of Auburn's got 33 black baldies are going to be 5.25, 6.25. Tim Tegmeyer's got 30 black baldy steers, guys, good cattle, 6 to 700, along with a fancy set of black baldies, some red baldies on there, but certainly we'll sell them the way you want to buy them. 20 black baldy heifers, they're going to weigh 550 to 650. Hype Brink out of Adams got 30 black steer and heifers, 6 to 7.25. Schmidt's out of Herkimer, 25 black, all steers, 6 6.5, 7.25. Jason Turnbull, Pawnee City, 24 black, 6 to 7.50. Mark Turnbull, 6 to 700. There's going to be 20 of those black steer and heifers. Christian Adesteiner's got two groups, 24 black and red steers, 6 to 700 on the heifer side. There's going to be 15 blacks, 6.5 to 700. On the Cisco, John and Curtis Cisco, guys and gals, 110 black steers, 575 to 700. Now on both of these groups, there's going to be a handful of those 400 pounders. On the heifer side, 70 black heifers, 5.5, 650. Jesse Hum out of Palmyra, 24 black and red steer and heifers, 500 to 600. The Willensex out of Cook, 50 black baldy steer and heifers, 700 to 800. Joe Berkey out of Strang, a great set of 46 black steer, 600 to 700. Havlitz out of Crete, they've got 65 black and black baldies. They're going to be 4.5 to 650. Grunewald's Pickerel, 30 head of blacks, 500 to 600. Retzlaff out of Walton, 65 blacks, 6.5 to 700. Justin Wiegand out of Beatrice is 46. They're going to be black steer and heifers, 700 to 850. Dave Axel out of Hallam has got 25 black steer and heifers, 500 to 700. Savetz out of Milligan, 40 red steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Neil Pavlish out of Crete, 45 black steer and heifers, 550 to 700. The Kraus cattle out of Denton are going to be steers. There's going to be 20 black, 700 to 850. Lade out of Tecumseh, 550 to 700. There's going to be 20 head of black steer and heifers. El Tisti out of Tecumseh. On the Red Galveys, 11 red steer and heifers, 600 to 700. Very nice set of cattle here today, folks, so certainly give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any 223-3571. And certainly want to talk about the February 15th bread cow, bread heifer sale that will start at 11 o'clock. Nice cattle coming. Certainly the inventory's on the consignment page, so check it out. And if you've got females to sell, certainly give us a call. The March bread cow, bread heifer, cow-calf sale will be on March 21. That will be a Thursday also. So please call if in need of selling some females coming up here in February and March. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
731 from TNDY and 32 degrees with fog across the region this morning. About an inch of rain here across the area. A little bit more as we headed west into Washington County. Up to an inch and a quarter across the region there. Lows around, or rather highs around 50 on tap for today in the seasonal range again this week.
Parsley is the world's most popular herb, and not just because it looks nice on your mashed potatoes. More about the agreeable garnish today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 5th, the 36th day of the year. Baseball's Hammer and Hank Aaron was born 90 years ago, and the city of Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated on this day in 1881. If you only think of parsley as a garnish on your restaurant plate, well, maybe you don't know much about parsley. It's been used for centuries to soothe insect stings, improve skin tone, and aid digestion. It's been used in folk remedies for everything from hair loss to treating bruises. and the herb's high chlorophyll content makes it a good odor absorber. Chew on a sprig to tame garlic breath. If you plan on adding it to your springtime garden, pots or planters are the best option. Then you can move it out of the summer heat, which can make it a bit bitter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a strong weekend for the number 8 Kansas Jayhawks as they wrapped up beating the number 4 Houston Cougars with a 78-65 victory, putting them 18-4 for their regular season. The Jayhawks came out strong, putting 43 points on the board for the first half and keeping the Cougars down to 28 points as Hunter Dickinson ended up leading the scores with 20 points, having 8 rebounds and 4 assists in the game. Both Kevin McCullough Jr. and Johnny Furphy both had 17 points for the game. DeJohn Harris Jr. came in only at 7. It's a quick turnaround for the Kansas Jayhawks as it's the interstate rivalry taking on the Kansas State Wildcats with a tip-off tonight at 8 p.m. The Wildcats, on the other hand, not so lucky over the weekend after losing to the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a close game, 75-72. Big scorer of the night was Tyler Perry, putting 19 points on the board with 38 minutes of play. They're now sitting 14-8 in their regular season. The Wildcats are now ready for their home court advantage against the Jayhawks.
Couple of Monday night high school tip-offs, Marysville girls and boys at Centralia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Frankfort at Axtell. It's a big Monday tip for Kansas, Kansas State, 7:30 pregame, live on KDY FM 95.5. Tuesday night broadcast coverage, Marysville at Rock Creek. Hanover hosting Clifton Clyde, it's live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
I don't want you to come around here no more. I beg you for mercy. You don't know how strong my weakness is or how much it hurts me. 'Cause when you say